Consultants hired by White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad gave a sketch for a 2-year plan to clean up the site around Skagway's ore terminal that's been contaminated from decades past. Blair McDonald is among the hired consultants who prepared the toxicology and risk assessment reports. He says tests confirm lead contamination around the ore loader that shut down in 1991. But he says the contamination isn't leaching into the environment.
At first glance, you'd say, well, that doesn't make sense. There's a lot of lead. Surely it must be having an effect. So we did additional testing to confirm and validate that decision.
He says the levels of toxicity in the water are actually declining. And though the scientists have some unanswered questions, he says it's time to move forward with a remediation plan. Another consultant proposed dredging in front of the ore loader. Environmental engineer Derek Ormerud says it's not a perfect process.
Dredging in and out of the water, it's a messy operation. It's impossible with dredging to remove 100% of contaminants.
And it could disturb sediment and resuspend the fine particles in the water. But he says it is industry standard to hire contractors who will work slowly and use screens to limit that sediment disturbance. The plan presented to the public is designed to remediate 85% of known contaminants. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata picked up on this detail. He's concerned about the total contaminants.
If there is a number, how much of a percentage of the contamination this plan addresses, if that number is known, it wasn't shared with us tonight. Obviously, that maybe it's half, maybe it's 25%, maybe it's more. We don't know that.
Consultants point to 30 years' worth of sampling data available, yet there's no known testing under the ore loader. They say it would be dangerous to try and navigate around the dock and take samples. DEC officials agreed. Skagway resident Stuart Brown wasn't satisfied. He says more effort should be made to clean up under the loader, where lead pollution is likely to be worse.
So leaving that stuff under the docks, to me as a community member, is not acceptable. Those big ships are going to turn that up and continue to turn it up.
White Pass Representative Tyler Rose says public comment is welcome while the remediation plan is being designed.
This plan is still in its early iterative stages, and it's in no way finalized, so they'll still be looking at some of these other options, and this input is valuable in that process.
It will need approval by state regulators. Kara Couchet is the State Department of Environmental Conservation's project manager, reviewing this private sector effort.
In the contaminated sites world, DEC approval is needed both on a work plan and on a report. And a work plan is a requirement before parties go out in the field to do any activities.
It's important to note that the White Pass Railroad hasn't owned the terminal for years. It's more complicated than that. The municipality of Skagway owns the tidelands, which they lease to the White Pass Railroad. Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, a public corporation, now owns the terminal and leases the space on the dock from the railroad. ADA then subleases to the company which owns the Minto Mine. A British company recently purchased the copper and gold mine this year and plans to reactivate it later. The mine's reopening may be before the Skagway ore dock is remediated. State officials say the cleanup won't happen until next winter at the earliest. In the meantime, DEC is taking public comment on its approach to cleaning up the ore dock. In Skagway, I'm Claire Strumpel.